Tikkun Haroah Leviyah She'achar Kiddushin. So they don't need a very long, this is the last line on the page, Kuf Aleph Beis, last few lines. Bevuah Le'achar Kiddushin Tone B'Haroah In Kenadat HaRosh In Marisa Tahorah Kishir HaRosh, etc. What do you think of the Shir HaRosh? How long is the Shir HaRosh? That's the question. Yeah, Rambam. Washem Alagot Rambam. Who was the Rambam? Shulchan Aruch. Well, we don't find Alagot the Paris in Rambam. Yes. Yes, Rambam. Oh, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara discussion. That's the Gemara does. Gemara insulted Abdallah. That's why I put it on the Gemara. Gemara insulted Abdallah and Aleph. Yes, that is the exact question. That's right. That's what Haro means. What is Haro? Ha-Aro, hey, ayin, raise, aleph, hey. Ha-Hero, as the Korah Haro, you find this in the Chumash many times. Haro just means the beginning of the beer, as opposed to the Gemara beer, when the entire Eivar Azach was introduced into the Eivan and Keva. It takes much longer. Not much longer. Especially a psula. Especially a psula. Psula is a... We're talking about a man is marrying a psula. The fact, yeah. Just to touch... So hara is... Hara means when the tip of the Eivan and Zohar is introduced a little bit into the Eivan and Keva. It's not... The entire Aver is introduced to the Aver and Kaver. Big difference, fine. The Gemara is over here in Sodat Abdallah. The Kama Shia Stira, this is in a negative sense, for a Sota. How long have they been by themselves secluded that it should be used to Sota? Today Tumah, today Bia, today Hara, today Hakopas Dekel. Here Rabbi Shmuel, this is something like a poem. Well, and a few other things, Zigazakos, Lishtos, the Litzlos Beta Kedei Ledomo. If you look at the Rambam, it's clear from the Amish, but also Aleph and Beis, he paskins Kedei Litzlos Beta Kedei Ledomo. Both. Long enough, quote in Shekhanah, take a look, Yavish Evan Shekhanah, look in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, Tiv Dalas. Right there. Kuf Ayin Ches, Tiv Dalas. Page Sadi Volvazay. Kuf Ayan Khat, last time I never know. Tiv Dalas. Kate has dear sister of Nahidim and also Plonish Akinola. The Shah Sakaday Tumba Shahi. The Litzlos Beta Ula Gom'o. To cook an egg and swallow it. Now, swallow it is a soft boiled egg, no? You can't swallow a hard boiled egg. Gomea has an implication of, you know, drinking. Right? So it's a percussion of the soft boiled egg. So to cook the soft boiled egg and to then swallow it down. Boil the wrong word. On the fire. Okay. I get it. And that's half the honest. I'm not much of a cook myself. I have made soft boiled eggs. Yes, I confess. In the old days when I was on a low cholesterol diet, I used to make soft boiled egg. Very good, delicious. And how long does it take to make a soft boiled egg, as I recall? 3 minutes. So that's egg. The famous egg is how you have to do it. Turn the thing upside down, everything comes down. Take 3 minutes. Now, if you did it with clear, it takes faster or slow, I can't answer that question. I'm not enough of a... I don't know. Lift those pieces up. Anyway. Can you? I don't know. Maybe this will be the Levash. I'll have to look for it. 3 minutes. So the passion I thought the shear should be 3 minutes. How is it to drink it to swallow the egg? 2 seconds. Oh, that's nothing. A lot of smoke will let that. Not a few seconds. Never take so much. Half of it. 10 seconds. 20 seconds. Whatever it takes. What? No, it didn't come up. The Ritzlov's base are the Kiva Amos, the Kiva Gomo. They combine the two. I guess they still have the Kiva combined.
Is it
the Kiva
Gomo or who is the Kiva Gomo?
Who could they have the Kiva Gomo? I don't know.
Why is this the
share?
This is equal to the
share of our own? Yeah. Oh, slow. Shah. I got it. So the Gemara is over here. Why must it say Shir, Sira, Shir, Tumah, Shir, Bia, Tehara? What's it? Three. Di Tanaka de Tumah, Havamina de Tumah, Sa, Ba'artsusa. What does the Artsusa mean? What does the Artsusa mean? Amitate. Has to be Mirata, has to seduce, has to convince it, it goes through the Bia. So therefore, that adds time. That adds time. Okay? Here's Rashi is the magic word. Shiafatosa. See, I'm a fata, made it into Rashi. Shiafatosa, vidaber alibo, ashatisratze.
Including which shear?
In the shear of these, of the Nestira. Kamash Malan, today beer. Bitaka de beer, have a minute, today gumar beer. Kamash Malan, what? Today haro. Vishnu today haro, have a minute. Today, Hara, but our two self. You have to convince it to do the Hara and the Hara itself. The Mashmalan, today, Tumma. The Kama, today, Hara, today, Akopas Dekka. All it takes Hara is to walk around a date tree. How long does it take to walk around a date tree? How big is a date tree? So I mean, it's like this. I remember I was at a chasna, I told you this week, and I asked one of the Rosh Hashivas was there. I asked him, what do you think of the shear of Yichud? I knew what my rabbi had said. I was wondering what he learned from my rabbi's cousin. He learned from Rav Beryl, the father of Rav Beryl, Rav Shaber, Brit, Rav Belvel, the son, Yishalai. They tell me Rav Belvel said, I think quoted from Rav Belvel, 30 seconds.
Because he's playing Deco?
Yeah, after the big Deco, they're on Google or somewhere. I took 30 seconds to walk around the Deco, so that's what you're doing. So, 30 seconds. Patience. I knew that my Rebbe had said, because I don't know if I heard of him directly, but that's what everyone said, and he said that over. Here are 8 minutes. 9 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
So, which
year
is that?
Oh, slow. So I said, what's going on over here? I don't understand either shear. To make a softball egg, it's more than 30 seconds, and it's less than 8 minutes. Where are they coming with this wall shear? So, I put stuff like this. This is what I think about. This is what I think. Let's discuss the 30-second shear. How do you take a shot? That's what it's about. Don't forget, in the Gemara, it says, "Kedei bia, kedei haro, kedei hakofer, deko." So it's a very short shear. It's 30 seconds. Oh, hold on. The Gemara says, "Kedei lusol beta, kedei lusol gomo." So how can it be my pleasure? 30 seconds is a long time. To the Gemara, it's the number of days. That kolecha viyecha v'atmo shear. That each of these shitas was basing his on personal experience, what's up in Azai, but Azai wasn't married, he was married, the whole took him based on Dalai Lama Day. But I thought maybe, at the Kiddush Gadol, maybe it's true. Namely as follows. The more thing, I have a Mina, that he required a Shir L'Ratzosa, Hamifata, right? To convince him. The most is Kamash Monana. What entered my mind was, Kamashmal on that knot is only according to the first opinion of the Gemara. Name the Divi Rabbi Yishmael. A couple of seconds, 30 seconds, not chapter the Ratzos. But who says everyone holds that way? Maybe the Levishim, including Rabbi Akiva, we passed like, maybe he holds they have to include the shear with respect to the case of Tosa, of Kedele Vatosa. So maybe the Brisker of hell, maybe, I'm suggesting, the Brisker may have held that the Gabe Sota, you quark Kedele Vatosa. And therefore, there's the shear within 3 minutes to boil an egg. But the Gabe, the shear hara itself, yichad hara labia, it's enough even without the ratosa. But don't forget, it's a theoretical way. We'll boil that without the ratosa, if it was maratza before, or maybe it's his wife, or maybe it's someone else's wife. I mean, it's his uncle Michalik. Maybe that's what he held. The shear is 30 seconds. That's how Kabbalah Zekel. The Machaber Pasuk is to find a test. Today, the Domal, that's including Ritzui. I mean, the reach is not required for the Easter of Sota, for the Easter of, excuse me, it's not required for the din of Yichad or Lebiya to be Kona as Nisuin. It's only required for the Easter of Sota. That's why I suggested how to reconcile what the Brisker Rav supposedly says with the Gemara issue, which seems to be a little longer based on the boiling of the egg. That explains 30 seconds here. What was the 8 minute shear? My Rebbe said, I heard 8 minutes. But the answer is like this. It's only 3 minutes. 3 minutes? Alright, so let's say he's open the Brisker Rav's Kiddush. It's the egg. The egg is only 3 minutes. Oh, but it's a Tyson. Tyson says, Kama Shia Sira, the Yerushalmi, Paul Elaine Shiurin, Akar HaTorak Sinor. I mean, these Shiurin, whatever they may be, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever in between, is only begin after the time needed for it to undress. Start with that, first thing first. After the Torah Sinai, she's told she undresses, then you start counting. So it occurs to me, maybe that's the Rav held, that since the Kala goes into the Yichud room, I would say it takes 5 minutes for her to get all that stuff off. But she has done, the wedding gown, with this, with that. You know, I mean? So the male has to add 5 minutes to the egg. So 5 minutes to the Tzatzarat Hasina, and 3 minutes to the Zitzel Beit HaLadoma. Maybe that's when you got the 8 minutes. I want to say it's a revisionist interpretation. I can't say I heard from either of these sources what the basis really was. I mean, the first sheet I know is based on Harod 30 seconds. Okay, but what about the Gemara? I suggest a lot shot of our research. The second sheet at 8 minutes, I'm projecting, maybe based on the Yerushalmi quarter by Tosfos. It's interesting, the Rambam and the Mechaber don't quote the Yerushalmi. That's where a bell was in the same as they asked, why not? The Karanor asked, why not? I don't know why not, but the information they can quote. Yes? Right. So I'm saying, maybe the Gemara only meant to quote the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Kiva, we would require. That otherwise doesn't make sense to be blunt, right? So the dollar amount, top one. Yeah, comment, yeah. Yeah, we saw the egg from Shavuot. Yeah. But that's as far as the how long. What I do is, I'll leave it there for 8 minutes, and then I'll knock on the door and say, come out whenever you want to come, because everything's really longer than 8 minutes to be absorbed by. It's like the eight of them only sit there for 8 minutes. After that, the eight will walk away if they so desire. And the bus can stay another hour. I don't care. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to close the door. The target was to bang on the door soon. That's all we've got. So he doesn't have the key. He can bang for doomsday. Yeah. How does that? Body lock the door. The door should be shut. My son is right. There could be a case where there's no lock. But there's no lock. There's a very schwacher bar. Yeah. Then the Adam said, two burly thugs, and then they don't let anybody in. But, people don't have that confidence that the two burly thugs won't let anybody in. It's much better off if the door's locked. He'll say the door's locked with another key. They're not going to find any place where there's no key. But it's still a problem. Look, you are Mati Yichud in someone's house and someone has the key. And I'm going to turn around and say that the best thing is to have a bolt lock. That'll be the best thing, have a bolt lock. You know, that's a boltish, and no one can get in it. Chain. Okay, a new chumrah. That's the other. What else do I have to do besides that? All the keys. How do they know? How do they know they're going to have all the keys? Because they give them all the keys. They don't know all the keys. Yeah, yeah. Yes, it was.
So we assume that the shear of Yichud is not included in the
story? Yichud for what? Dalta or for Chacham Kala?
Regular Yichud.
Isa Yichud Stam, Isa Yichud. That, the Isa Yichud Stam, the passage should include Yichud. And Uri is right. Not only enough to mean it for a sofa, I mean it for every time you go in an elevator. When you go in an elevator, it's a twin tower, none of the owner. You go in an elevator, it's a twin tower. You walk in on the Harry Yabona. Yabona would take fun of his hair and made on me. So you go in a twin tower. I think it probably goes on how many floors does that stop? 100? 110 straight. Spread. Have you ever been there? How long does it take to get this done?
A minute.
So now you have enough Kamina. According to the Brisker Row, if you walk into the elevator and a girl walks in, you have to walk out. We're going to be with her alone, secluded for 1 minute, more than 30 seconds. According to what we suggested, you should be more than a minute. First of all, you have Tarat Sina. Right, well, somebody walks or walks with dress. That's good enough. Unless you others would be very smart to walk out in a big hurry. the Pashtas. Not the sister. And then, according to the way we said, Shach, you need a shear to the other Ratzosa. The kitchen should be around, I thought, about 3 minutes. And there's a verb in Kaptiyichu. To go into a room with a girl where you could stay theoretically forever. And you say, okay, but I'm only going to stay there for 2.5 minutes, is an Issa Darash. Now you stay for 1 second, Issa Darash. So you could stay for longer. The only time it's mutter is that by definition, the Yichu is going to end in less than what I call 3 minutes. How's that? With towers. It will be less than 3 minutes. Door's going to open. You just hit the stop. Could do a lot of things, but meanwhile,
No, you could. Right. You would hit
the... I'm a chemical engineer.
Before the door closes.
Roger.
But if you hit the button before the door closes, at which point the situation starts, and that'll cut it off to the test. You hit the button at 8, you know. What? No, I was saying, instead of, you don't wait for the door to close and then you put the switch and then you decide where you're going to.
Right.
You put
the button.
There's no choice.
You have to wait. Kitta, let's go. What about Aiden? Do you require Aiden or don't you require Aiden for Nisun? That's a big shadow. You see, it's never found a flourish anywhere. Is it? So, hold on. It might depend on our old child. What is the suit? Is it a mice or is it a matzah? Eminem. What exactly is the suit? If it's a mice, then you might say it requires a key. The same as mice solution requires a key, might be Gary. So to a mice of the suit. If, however, it's a matzah, it's just a state of being, she's a base violator, then one might argue maybe that you should not be able to, that you do not require a day here. Now before I go into that, I want to just mention before I forget, another fascinating question. Halacha l'maaseh, the Ramah says, is a very interesting thing that's developed. There was a woman who was very sick. She was very sick. And what they wanted to do is make a quickie kupa, so that her husband should be able to be yorish after she dies. They may ask what in the world she wants to do this for. Well, she loves the husband and she hates the father. Simple. The father wants to stop the marriage. She hates it before the tooth and nail. And she's about to marry the guy and then she just suddenly develops a terminal disease. She wants to stick it to her father and give all the money to her boyfriend. So what she'll do is on her deathbed, she'll conduct a marriage ceremony. And then they'll be married, And then, it'll be two angels, and then all the money which she has, or $1 million, will go to her husband, says it falls. So the Ramah has this case. Isha cholanis cholas mavet. Acha bisha kons ima mit betachat ha-chupa, kadei she yirashena baila, ain't a chupa klal. Me acha she ain't a ruya klal abiyah, she ain't baila yosha. Let me ain't a ruya klal abiyah, even according to the Rambam. No. Even though those who disagree with the Rambam, and say, what, come on. But chupas nida is konem. That's because she cannot be here today, but she's going to be here next week. She'll be here next week. She's the next week in the grave. She should never have that beer. So therefore, the chupa can never really be the flower, which is no good. Others disagree. What do you mean? But they have kavana that they saw. What do you mean? What business? What cares? They have kavana to get married when after Mina. What do you mean? So the answer is follows. No, we don't back any better. Hold on a second. So the answer is like this for both sides. The answer is that you can't want it. I want the marriage to be effective. If it would be a mice in the sewer, they can go through a perfunctory mice in the sewer, even though she's about to die in an hour, but they went through a perfunctory mice in the sewer. The mice should be valid, and we should go to the husband. But perhaps the Ramah holds that it's a matter of Eishes Ish B'Beis HaBaal. The Beis HaBaal means in a normal fashion, or in a functioning fashion, not in a deathbed. Not considered anything in the base. You're going to enter into the Beis HaBaal in a deathbed. But you can't just wish it. Say you go to a perfunctory pro forma action of under extended a cavity, it won't work. So let's go back to the same thought process to the question of Eidei Yichud. So before we get to this Maisa Matzav, I want to give a little bit more background. How do you know you're Eidei Yichud for Kiddushin? You might just do it. Kiddushin. Yes. Yes. Shalom. Nah, I'm not worried about Kiddush. I'm worried about the Kiddush will be good. I'm worried that he's going to beat ball out, but he do so, let's say. He's high for it, which is already by Fahara. A month to live is fine. The volume. Yeah. Another question was, once I know of a Kala who at the wedding had 103, she got very sick. Presumably she wasn't royal, the beach probably royal because she dragged herself through the experiment. But what can you do? They were coming from all over the world, the caterer, the band, the photographer, the rabbi, the guest, international, you know, and she has 103 people. What do you do? They went through the mice in the sewer. So that's what they asked, what kind of she had? You can't just kick her, she's mama, she's collapsing. Then it will be her. But we could say no, but she'd rather be tomorrow. Take Tylenol, I'm not going to take her antibiotics, and then it should be better. We're talking about the Chol HaLomo, should it be doomed to die? And if you're not, according to the Rambam Shita, the Chupa Yichupa, the Rather Yichud, the question would be, would this woman who was 103 fever, was she nicked into her husband in the Yichud room? I don't know, good question. Years old, another shot. Yeah. Both sides. So the Gemara Kiddushin, Tamach Hamad Bey, says that you need Eidim for Kiddushin, Eidim for Kiyam Adavim. Same point, know what that means. Kiyam Adavim means not just enough that we know for a fact, we'll find out what's happening. Both parties will admit to it, for example. No. You have to witness it to actually see it. It's called Eidei Fakiyam Adav. In Dinei Mavet, you don't need Eidei Fakiyam Adav. Something we call Eidei Biru. In other words, I borrow $100 from you. And no one's watching. But then you ask me for the money. I admit I owe you the money. I admit I borrowed it. Good enough. was an expression, lo ivri sadi ela l'shakri. Witnesses are only created for liars. To protect against the Gemara, stama chayim and beis chidushim. Lo ivri sadi ela l'shakri. But that's in dinim avodah. When it comes to chidushim, it's not that way. Why is it not that way? Because you have to really have a din of double. It's a din of what? One says, possible to chayiv lachrini. Simple. The reason why you need the eidah kiyum by kedushin is because when she marries, she's chayiv lachair, and every other man in the world can no longer marry her. So it causes a quote loss to many other people. Maybe the eidah kiyum. On this basis, or so may I suggest, when the Mahatma tells us, she says, maybe these two which is not required either. You know why? But of course, anybody anything. But of course. Marry Reuben. She already can't marry Reuben. She had an heiress with Shimon. Not lo chav lachem. Take it more literally. Mm-hmm. You need chav lachem to require to you. But it's not chav lachem. What's the rest of the math suggest? Question. Not chav lachem. Kiddushin is chav lachem. The minute before Kiddushin, you can marry anybody else. Now she can't marry anybody else. But you sue, and even before that, you can marry anybody else. Or Samea. Hold on a second. The Sefer Imre David, we quoted before. What about Otzer Apostol? He says, no, different reason why you need to give. Because until the Nisuan, she's prohibited to her husband. After the Nisuan, she can live with her husband. So what? He looks at the Luke Shach in Edekiah. Edekiah means anytime there's a change in personal status. Whenever there's a change in personal status, before the Dabba should be Erva, and you need Edekiah. Changing status, so now that she was prohibited to her husband, I should protect her to her husband. That's what the Imre David said. Hold on a second. Again, back. Our Sameach said, you do not require Edekim. It was not Chav L'Cheir. Imre David said, you do require Edekim, because the change. It's far out of Yibum, Rabosa. He claims, and we'll see the Mishnah in another sketch, that Yibum does not require Edekim. Doesn't require Edekim? Yibum, what Yibum is, huh? Yibum is kind of a beer, right? There's his brother-in-law, sister-in-law, right? Why? Ready your real route. That's just with Zika to what? To Eris, to Kiddushin. It certainly should not require Edekim. But you gotta see that Zika and Eris, if you learn your Vamas, are two very interesting competitors. In some respects, Zika is more powerful than Eris. In other respects, Eris is more powerful than Zika. Let's take a look at that. But there, my question is assumed it's a kavachom. It's going to work for a zepuka, it'll certainly work for an arusa. Of course, as the altar apostle was by Rav David Karlina, the Yad David was exactly the reverse. He says that Yibum does require Edekim. And if Yibum requires Edekim, Al Karchenu, this new one also requires Edekim. How so? So the Tosefta we have. Remember the Tosefta Paragdala, right? Halacha Beis, right? In what ways does Tosefta say that Nisuan is better than Yibum? This doesn't say by Edekim. But if Yibum requires Edekim, then Nisuan must perforce also require Edekim. So what's packing it in? Does Yibum require Edekim or not? It's not like a Talmud HaTalia. No? Ready your to what? To Eris, to Kiddushim. Kiddushim should not require Eide Kiyum. So you gotta see that Dika and Eris in the Kiddushim Vomit are two very interesting competitors. In some respects, Zika is more powerful than Erison. In other respects, Erison is more powerful than Zika. Let's take a look at that. But my question is, assume it's a kavakoma. If it's going to work for a Zikuka, it'll certainly work for an Arusa. Of course, as the ultra apostle by Rav David Kalina, the Yad David was exactly the reverse. Kisu Zayibum does require Edekir. And if Yibum requires Edekir, Al Kachenu, Yisuan also requires Edekir. How so? There's a Tosef that we have. And there's a Tosef to Peredal, right? Alapha Beish, right? In what ways does Tosef say that Nisuan is better than Yibu? This doesn't say by Edekim. But if Yibu requires Edekim, then Nisuan must perforce also require Kershnein Shogigin on Nusim, Yishena, Kona, Hafanami, Ne'er the Yavama, Apilu, the Lega Edim, Kona. Fascinating. He ties into the fact that you can work, he works even without knowing what's wrong. What's the connection? So here, Rav Chaim said a shot, basically. You find it in Rav Chaim's Hebrew on the Rav Nechal Gibu, more or less. You also find it in Rav Baruch Ber, in the Grifa Shmur. And those are one of the more contemporary festival sources of the Yeshiva, Rav Shech Tishalito. And his new saint, the Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Chafe talks about this, explains it all to kids. It goes like this. Why do you require Eide Kiyum by Kiddushin? Or wherever Gitz, where else is required. But the Rav explains in Rav Chaim, that's just an arbitrary halacha. Halacha was between Eide Kiyum. No, the very love that you did. It goes like this. Kiddushin requires a very high level of das, meaning the understanding, the consent of the party. That may find the talk of the diva story, that's possible. What he says, he can't back out of the talk of the diva, I can do it. A very high level of das is required. The man has a tremendous... He being a Mabir Zu Eidim, living the Kiddush of the Alma, oh, good enough. He had to declare that class would be Vamaday Abdullah and Church name Sogigina Nusim, Yishena, Kona, Hafanami, Ne'er the Yavama Abdullah the Lega Edim, Kona. Fascinating. He ties into the fact that you work even without knowing what's wrong. What's the connection? And here, Rav Chaim said a shot, basically. You find it in Rav Chaim's Hebrew on the Rav Nechal Gibu, more or less. You'll also find it in Rav Baruch Ber, in the Grifa Shmur. And those are one of the more contemporary festival sources of the Yeshiva, Rav Shech Tishalito. And his new saint, the Eretz HaTzvi, and Simon Chafe, talks about this, explains it all to kids. It goes like this. Why do you require Eide Kiyum by Kiddushin? Or wherever Gitz, where else is required. But the Rav explains in Rav Chaim, that's just an arbitrary halacha. Allah wants you to give me Eide Kiyum. No, the very love that you did. Go back here. Kiddushin requires a very high level of das, meaning the understanding, the consent of the party. That may find it talk to the Viva story, that's possible. Once he says he can't back out of himself, but he did what he did. I get it. A very high level of das is required. The man has a tremendously high level of das. What can you do? So I! That it only works if you express it in the presence of two witnesses. Something is expressed in the presence of two witnesses as a much higher level of das. If I say it and there's no one there, only one person there, I can sort of back out. That is sad. It's needed. I'll just throw it in. If two Eidim are there and they hear you say, I ask the possession to leave it, Tabah, Zuka, that's not the reason you're up. You're in the video. You're expressing it's not rich. It's the Ambe, that people just know. Two is enough. Two of the least much higher level of that. The Mela, if that's shaft in the Rambam, the Rambam, Yibun, which requires no da'at whatsoever, he's the guy that knows what he's doing, that's what the woman is, his wife, that would be his sister-in-law, still call it. So you can't say you require a high level of da'at, you don't require any da'at. The Mela will explain to us what, why Yibun does not require any Q. Got it so far? It's a strong slope. It explains why you use the narrow way to as the Mishnah Melech says. Spells it out. If you don't have any kavana, you don't have to know what you're doing. There we don't require any day to you. Oh, comment to that. Comment to that. Perhaps I thought that's down the Rashba too. Ish Hikmah and Hashemayim, which is Kuka, that's exactly why you don't have any kavana. He's already yours. That's what I thought perhaps. Now, an interesting question. What's the flip side of you? Uh-oh, wait. What's the size of Chalit? I asked you, look at Rabbi Chonin. Chomet the Oren. Rabbi Chonin says, my development. It's in an Ayin Vav. It's a beautiful piece about this. It's really very, very classical piece. Ayin Vav. The old edition. Chomet the Oren. Okay? The Bachon has a Siman Ayin Vav. It's a parak mitzvah chalitza. So for those of the new edition of the Torah, those of the Seder HaShas, look at the 12th parak. Okay? Mitzvah chalitza. Cook something. Today is the following shaila. I mean, Claire. What's Shana Chalitza? Would you require even for Khalid? So Rabbi Khan has the following thing set for us. It's everything that we do is divided into two parts. Whatever we achieve in life, I don't mean in terms of being a Torah or not a Torah, whatever kalot we are involved in a lifetime. What does that mean? I buy and sell from a marriage and Khalid gets divorced. With the police, the ego, all these things are divided into two categories. In most situations, you create the halot. You. Don't get shit on it. You create it. How do you create it? You buy a house, you sell a house, you put a ring on the woman's finger. The person gives it, he gets to his wife. He is creating the halos, the kudeshes, halos, kunuya, halos, mukhira, halos. Kenya, as the case may be. But another area in life where the chalos happens by itself, what you have to do is to do the maisa. You do a maisa, and the maisa triggers an automatic chalos. Not that you are creating the chalos. For example, is sheep. I check the bank. The ma, I have to do the maisa sheep, but all the people have to get in. But once I shecht it, then I hereby declare that my shechita should become a behemoth shaver. No, it's an automatic thing. You do shechita, the result is a behemoth shaver. The Torah creates the chalom once you do the shechita. Oh. Two kinds of things we have in this world. So, in a case in which you do the action, cool. The rest happens all by itself. Oh, yes. Kiddushin, or... What, Mashkita? No, not Kiddusha. Chalos is an effect, a result called the Chalos. Oh, Rabota. The question is like this now. Can you make a Shliach? I can make a shliach, I can make fawad, for kiddushin, for gerish, we know this, for mechira, for kinyan. You can make a shliach for shechita. Exactly what do you mean?
You can make a shliach for
huh?
You can make a shliach for
why not? He's shechted, he shechted, sure he shechted. Kosher, but he shechted with his shechted, not your shechted. So, you do this about shechted, kosher, for one of them, for paper. Right, it's solution. So, but the question, what about the part of the shechted school? It's not the kosher, it's different. So here, Rabbi Chanan starts talking about the Gemara in Ksubas. Let's turn to the Ayin Dalet Amun Aleph, the fourth Gemara. I mentioned it when we learned it, we're going to come back to it. It's a long time ago. And so we're going to come back here. Now we're back. A month later, we're back. Why not? Because you're not in charge. I'm not in charge. I do the Maita Shchita. Yeah. I do the Maita Shchita. But that's all. The rest happens all by itself. Oh, yes. Kiddushin or... What, Mashiva? No, not Kiddushin. Well, this is an effect, a result for the Chalot. Oh, Rabota. Questions like this now. Can you make a shliach? I can make a shliach, I can make Fawad, the Kiddushin, the Gerish, we know this, the Mechira, the Kenya. You can make a shliach for Shechita. Exactly what we mean. We mean shliach. Huh? Why not? He's shechted, he's shechted, sure he's shechted. Kosher, but he shechted with his shechita, not your shechita. The Kiddushin about shechita is kosher, for Vonnegut, for Petra. Right, the Kiddushin. So the question, what about the cause of shechita schooling? It's not kosher, it's different. So here, Rabbi Chanan starts talking about the Gemara in Ksubas. Let's turn to the Ayin Dalet Amun Aleph, the fourth Gemara. I mentioned it when we learned it, we're going to come back to it. It's a long time ago. And then we're going to come back here. Now we're back. A month later, we're back. Could be. What was that? Which was that? Super, super, terror? Oh, Shliach of the Barbarian, you know? Right, mentioned, correct? Correct? Now, let's go a little further here. I ain't dialing it out. Nora says, like this. We'll start with the asterisk, about the quarter down the page. Talitha, well, let's start a little bit above that. I'm a cat with a bracket. I'm a cat with a snake of ball, divri akol, ain't a three for men who get it. The snake wasn't fulfilled. Eight, two, halitha, mutaz, shera. What does it mean? Kosha omala halotla, vachakata konsa. The Yochan said, it's no good. How he tells the psula, actually scared the shneim. What does it mean to tov? Halotla amnash etitun lachal masayim zugs. And she doesn't give him the money, the chalitza is good anyway. Alma came at Ovid Maisa, chuli achul in tnoi. Can you think over here? Oh, no. Michti kol tnai mehefer gaminu mitnai b'nei gara b'nei ruvim. No, the efshu l'kiyu me'ayrei shaliyah. He also. Avi tnoi tnoi. Lo after the came out of Shaliyah, he hasam. Lo habi tino, lo habi tino. You cannot make a sign of Chalitza. Why? Because you can't do it through a Shaliyah. Why can't you do it through a Shaliyah? Because it's the mitzvah. That's what I thought, Shah. The mitzvah. Mitzvah is Chalitza. The mitzvah, you can't do it through a Shaliyah. I have a via. Lo after the came out of Shaliyah, obviously. He hasam. The Kahavi tino. And it's not that the Kedusha Bia works. And the Gemara. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Havayas means Ketzer Shtar and Bia. The heck of the man is Tanayim because you Ketzer Shtar. So Mahanayim and Bia. That's Rashi. This is the one I have to come back to. Rabosa, what's happening in the Sukkah? It's relevant to many things we've been discussing until now. Many things. So, the... One could say like this. What do you mean less of a shliach is less of a tanai? With this word, if you can't make a shliach, it means you're not creating the chalos. If you create the chalos, it means you're a boss. If you're a boss, you can delegate. And then you can also make it conditional. Stipulate. You can delegate and you can stipulate. But if you're not the boss, if you do an action and the Torah does it, you cannot delegate. You cannot stipulate. Talk about Talia. So by Chalitza, you cannot delegate or stipulate. So by B, you also cannot delegate. You should be able to stipulate. So Rabbi Chanan, in effect, asked the following question. Didn't the Gemara realize that the part is this is though, that shouldn't the Gemara have understood that the Yisod is as follows? The two kinds of halos in the world. One that I create, and one that the Torah creates. When I create it, I can make it tonight. When the Torah gets it, I cannot make it tonight. So Gemara should have realized that Kiddush Bia, although it formally cannot be done through a shliach for obvious reasons, but nevertheless, it belongs to the group of halosim which the person himself makes. Right? He creates Kiddush. So why did Gemara realize, why did Gemara think at the beginning that Bia, that the tonight should be ineffective? Gemara should have understood this yourself. This is so gewaldig. When you divide chalosim into two parts, so that you can create, and you affect them, or the Torah effect. When you affect them, you can make a tonight. When the Torah effect them, you cannot make a tonight. The Gemara should have realized this, come to the immediate conclusion. That what? Come on, come again. That what? That you can make a tonight for kedusha bia, but not for chalitza. That's why we're calling the tea for yourself. If the Gemara thought, the Machshu thought, like the rubber shovel. Who remembers the rubber shovel? We only have one rubber shovel this week. That's right. Ishus b'nei Noah. He doesn't call the rubber shovel, he's close to them. That means that the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Kiddushe Bia is fundamentally different. Mother Kiddushin. The Kiddushin Bia is not the Pshat, is that you're doing an action of a ceremony of Kesev and a Shtar which leads to a certain result. No! The Gemara thought that Kiddushin Bia is just an effect of what we call a matzah. You live with them, that creates a situation of issues. He quotes the Ragat Shavuot Chiddush, and of course, Rav Henkin. That's how it was considered here too. But the Gemara thinks at this point that Kiddushin Bia is a matzah with Kavanah, of course. That's a Kavanah for the purpose of marriage. But not that, not Kavanah. That's different. That is the requirement whenever you create the halos, you have to have what we call that, because you are effecting the end result. And we also require to aid them in many situations, not all, but many. So it should be erva. You require to aid him. If it's mum, if you would, but you require that anyway. That's a bit the high level of that. Kavana means you have to know what you're doing. Even though you don't have to have kavana, but that's even an exception. If there's a custom, but there can be a case where you require a certain level of chalitza, require a kavana to release her. But even though you promised $200 and made it tonight, it's ineffective because the kavana you had anyway. That was the Havamina. The Havamina was like the Rogachov, or like a Henkin. That Kiddushe Bia is similar to Chalitza. In what sense? You have to have Kavana to create a certain situation, but you don't, it's not a mice that was you are creating the Chalos. The Quran assumes that Chalitza, that's a chaplain, oh, whatever. She pulls off the shoe, oh, she creates the Heter of the shoe. No, she pulls off the shoe. And the Torah said if she pulled up the shoe, we, the Torah, are releasing her from the Zika and she can now marry when she pleases. So that's the Gemara called Kiddush Bia. But they have Bia. And then the Torah declares that they're married. As long as they have Kavana for the shoe. Or Kavana for the head of the Zika. That's the Havamim. But the Maskana. The Maskana is what? Iskish Havayis La'adadi. You got it all wrong, man. what effectively saying, Rabbi Chava, you're wrong. Rabbi Hankin, you're wrong. You weren't totally wrong. You were a Haberman. You're a has-been. You're a Chava that the Gemara is Haberman. But the Maskana is what? No. The Kiddush Ebi is the same as all of the Kiddushim. You create the Chalos. Nothing to do with Chalitz. And it could be Rabbi Chanan's lashon is not clear. Not clear. Maybe he means, and that's exactly what the Gemara's therapist. And the Gemara meant, Evshe, Adei Shaliach, doesn't mean a formal, you know, classification, Adei Shaliach. Adei Shaliach means, you're the book. So Kiddush Ebiya, even though it's literally not Adei Shaliach, can't be fully Adei Shaliach, but you're the boss anyway, and you can make it tonight. Because Tosfos is Nazir. Tosfos is Nazir, I think it's after your days. He asked for Kasha. How can I have a Tanai but a Zeris? He asked for Adei Shaliach. They both got Leif from Rechaim. No. Efshay Adei Shaliach, literally. Efshay Adei Shaliach indicates that you're the boss, you can delegate. Some things you can't delegate for technical reasons. Beer you can't delegate, obviously. Nor can you delegate a nether, it requires the Vatican for science. But it doesn't reflect a concern in your power. The technical matter, you can't do beer de shliach, but you can't do haflor de shliach, nether de shliach. As opposed to Kalitza, but the fact you cannot make a shliach indicates your lack of power. You're not really doing it. The Torah is really doing it. It's a very deep shot. The Machon has over here in the Simonai and Vov, the Kovetz Arvus. The Mela, this would answer the Kivega's Kasha. Kivega, not Tshuva, the very end, the very, very end. Tinyana, Simon and Aleph, asked the Kasha. Wait a minute. What do you mean, Itzke Shavayis La'adot? So Rashi said, Shad, like Kiddusha Bia, but with Sinai works even though it's Iyashir Eshliya. Well, let's learn everything else from Kiddusha Bia. Let's learn Chalitza from Kiddusha Bia. What's going on over here? Let's learn every case of Iyashir Eshliya from Kiddusha Bia. What's Rashi answer? The Gemara says the only time it's Sinai works is if it's Eshliya Eshliya, like they got up in their ruling. But it's an exception. What's the exception? Kiddusha Bia. Once they have that exception, so let's derive other things from that exceptional case. Oh, that's the answer. The shot is, that's not a pure Efshed Eshliach. It's a loveless bond. So Bia is an effect in loveless, is as if it's in Efshed Eshliach. Technically speaking, you can't do it. If you're looking at the Key Vegas Lushin, it doesn't sound like he's answering that. It doesn't sound like he's answering that. But Bachonim maybe he is answering that. Oh. So with this Mahalach on both sides, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, Shirang Zun, answered the Rav Nissen Gaon on the Rambam. What did they say? Let's have what they said. What happens? A man is bald, Isha, what must we call it? Bald, Dakala Gemara Bia. But the Rambam is critical case of what? Kiddushin. Nisuin, it's immediate. Why? So my Cheshire, the fancy child, Ezek Kiyo. The Rav said simply, what do you call a bowl that's a lot of our beer? So what's a tchilas beer? Znuts, Rachman al-Islam. What do you call a bowl that's a lot of our beer? So the tchilas beer is znuts? I never thought of that question. What do you call a bowl that's a lot of our beer? You might go, Rosh. Tchilas beer is znuts? Neutral? Neutral means znuts. Oh. The Rav said, like Menachem said, the shot is as follows. Kolaboral datla gemar bia means he's doing the maise bia now, starting from the hara, the very beginning. But he has in mind, datla gemar bia, he wants to postpone the chalos. So when? The gemar bia. Said the Rav, when can you and when can you not postpone chalos? By kiddushim, you're the boss. Kiddushin Lachash Loshim Yom, Kiddushin Liachat Mar Bia. But by Nisuin, the Rav said, you're not the boss. He's content that Nisuin is one of those things, it's a matzav. It happens by itself. The Torah is effective. So you can't respond it for 30 days, you can respond it for 1 minute. You can't make a tnai nisum for the same reason. Ah, yes, tnai nisum, we mentioned that already last week, and tnai the kiddush, which makes me go through the nisum. There's no tnai the kiddush in nisum itself. And he introduced the Hagos Maimon that I showed him. Hagos Maimon, he says, that a kana cannot have kiddushin, but can have nisum. As long as he has kavana to live, to marry him, it's good enough. How can that be? We also said no. When you require any a kiddushin with the das of a shabbi erva, you need to have a gadol over the age of 12 or 13 to express the das of a shabbi erva. So of course a kana is no good. But Nisuan, he said, no, Nisuan is a different word, the Gamrei. Nisuan just means, she is for Beis Aval, so she goes to Beis Aval. So she has Kavod, and she goes to Beis Aval. She doesn't have the high level of Da'at. She doesn't have a low level of Da'at. She's under the age of 12. But she has enough intention to go to Beis Aval. That's enough, she has enough. Oh, so the Rav said, according to this, you wouldn't require Aid. He made a whole case, why? You have time, he quoted it from time. Karev Chaim does not require Eidik here by Nisuin. The Nisuin is this kind of a mahala, it's a matzah, it's not a maitha. It didn't require it. Yeah, sorry? You wouldn't need a yichud upon the business. You wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need it. Too long to be fine, yeah, no problem. Let me go a little further than this. I mentioned to you that the Sefer Imre David, keep quoting it, you're also supposed to keep quoting it. He has a kavana to marry her with the badeket, and again with the canopy, and again with the yichud. So there's also possible that some of the disabuses with the Imre David. You know his name is? Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin has an interesting raya. He says, every time you need a certain halos that you create, you have to have dibur. Say that, right? The kudeshesli, right? The kudeshesli, we ran into Karat Chalada. Son of the Bakura, son of the Penuya, Nisuin, what does it say for Nisuin? What does it say for Nisuin? Nothing. Zero? Zero? What he says inside behind closed doors, I don't know what he says. I love you, I don't know what he says. But he hasn't seen Abachim say anything. Alright. What did they borrow me in the Zamas? Pass the cake. But you should not be said. I told you that many times. Big mistake. When was your Nisuin? The Abbot will say, huh? What's Nisuin? So you missed 2 weeks of Shia. You won't even know. Canopy, a Bedekin, a Yishud, I went home, my his, what? You're going to have 4 sheikahs already. College, Barshi, what? If they do, check 5, all of the above. None of the above. I don't know, I got married. Whatever the rabbi wanted me to do, I did, and that's all I wanted. I didn't have any particular moment. That's Moshe of Yisrael, that's all. Yeah? Yeah. But this is a very critical point. It's a very important point. There's more to talk, but I was going to finish this up with opinion on Sunday. Monday we found a new sugya suba the right to answer a little bit about the parsha. We haven't done this one last week. I think I have a pot that's very good. I don't have no comment. Which moment? Ask the average cousin. When were you married? Except for the ring. No, I don't mean you. I mean the soon. When was your Nisuin? The average cousin said, huh? What's Nisuin? So you missed 2 weeks of Shia. You won't even know. A canopy, a bedekin, a yichud, a went home, a his, what? What? You're going to have four sheikahs already. Halach, barshi, what? If they do, check five, all of the above. None of the above. I don't know, I got married. Whatever the rabbi wanted me to do, I did, and that's all that I wanted. I didn't have any particular moment. That's Moshe of Yisrael, that's all. Yeah. Yeah. This is a very critical point. It's a very important point. There's more to talk, but I was going to finish this up with opinion on Sunday. On Monday we'll find the new sugya still with the right. I want to talk a little bit about the parasha. We haven't done it. I think I'm a father, very good. I don't have no time. And there was something to talk about a shidduch. And Reuben asked Shimon, do you know Sarah? You know? So my wife overheard and said, oh, Sarah. It went on for 5 minutes, how great Sarah is. To which this young man responded, three words. Is she pretty? My wife is very appalled at the response. Her first response, the first question was, did you want to tell the guy? Are you? Didn't. Even on Purim, she held it back. What do you think? No, second. If the guy would be out, he's calling this a hatid. He'd be this a pen. I don't even want to call it. He'd be this, great looking. I don't know what the tall, dark, and handsome guy. And he wants that she should be pretty. No Mela. This guy's alright, He's a wonderful fella, nice guy, but his looks are nothing to write home about, When is she pretty? So, if he would just stop it there, just men, it shouldn't be ugly. It's repulsive. And it got worse. I forgot exactly the problem. He said, this. He didn't have to dress up on how legs, so what they look like. He didn't have to ask the question. What's this? Yeah. What I'm trying to get at is, Father,